with SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Chinese President Xi Jinping vows China and Taiwan reunification is inevitable in a New Year's speech.
Xi struck a stronger tone than last year's message, where he spoke of Taiwan and China as being part of the same family. His latest comments come with Taiwan in the middle of a presidential election campaign that's been dominated by the issue of Taiwan-China relations. China claims the island in its recent military exercises and buildup have raised alarms over a potential invasion that could trigger a confrontation with the U.S. Edwin Mora, Washington.
U.S. military forces opened fire on Houthi rebels, killing at least 10 after the rebels attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea. Also, U.S. Central Command says a Navy crew shot down two missiles fired at a commercial ship late Saturday. Also at SRNnews.com, California is expanding health care coverage to illegal aliens, one of its biggest in a decade.
As of New Year's Day, more than 700,000 illegal immigrants have access to health care coverage through the state's Medicaid program known as Medi-Cal. Health care and illegal advocates say the expansion will be life-changing for the population, but critics worry the changes will further strain the system and blast the program's cost while the state faces a record $68 billion deficit. The expansion also inches California closer to a goal of providing universal health care. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
It's expected that former President Bill Clinton will be identified in a court document this week related to late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Clinton is mentioned more than 50 times as John Doe 36 in redacted Manhattan court documents related to an Epstein accuser. Top seeded Michigan advances to the college football playoff championship after a win over Alabama. This is SRN News. A United Nations official is concerned about transgenderism in the U.S., a report from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Reem Al-Salam is a U.N. expert on violence against women and girls, and she says efforts by the Biden administration to allow males to compete against females under Title IX civil rights law is dangerous. She says the U.S. would be in violation of its international human rights obligations, adding, quote, "The proposed Title IX rules change would have detrimental effects on the participation of biological women and girls in all sports." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians across the country are remembering American Family Association founder Don Wildman, who passed away this last week at the age of 85. He started the AFA, first known as the National Federation for Decency, in 1977, after working as a pastor in the United Methodist Church. In 1991, he launched American Family Radio. This is SRN News. The Chief Justice of the United States is expressing caution about the use of artificial intelligence in federal courts. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
In his year-end report, Chief Justice John Roberts urged caution and humility as the evolving technology transforms how judges and lawyers go about their work. He said AI represents a mixed blessing for the legal field. Roberts predicted that human judges will be around for a while, but also that judicial work, particularly at the trial level, will be significantly affected by AI. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Medford, Oregon police are investigating several deaths at Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center allegedly caused by a nurse. The nurse is accused of switching fentanyl pain medication with tap water that wasn't sterile. ICU patients developed infections and died. The deaths of 8 to 10 patients are under investigation. More details at SRNnews.com.